everybody. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're going to bring this train to the station. Been a great day. We've recapped all of our trips all over the upper Midwest this weekend. Bob and I were both out last week, and it's good to be home and back in the saddle again.
I can't believe we were both in Minnesota and we didn't get to have a beer up there. Eh?
Well, it's a big state, man.
You were
way up on the north, and I was down in the south part. So, but anyway, great place to visit. Wouldn't want to live here, like right back here in the barbecue mitt of Michigan. And, you know, it's a great time of year to do a lot of different cooking. The fall vegetables are out. Those root vegetables that grow are out with the sweet potatoes and things right now. But I tell you what, I made an acorn squash earlier this week that on Monday night before I left, I kind of cooked dinner for Judy. And what I did is the acorn squash are those dark green or almost black colored squash. They look just like an acorn, aptly named. And cut the top off, took the seeds and the guts out, if you will, and it makes a little bowl, right? I just nipped the bottom of it off so it'd sit flat on the plant.
You field-dressed it.
Yeah, field-dressed a squash. Yeah, so now you know how to do that. But just put a heaping tablespoon of brown sugar in it, probably a quarter stick of butter, and some crushed walnuts, and put that on the smoker for an hour at about 275.
An hour.
And that butter and brown sugar and the walnuts. And then right when you serve it, you mix the, you know, dig the sides of the squash out and mix that all together. It's almost like dessert.
It is dessert,
oh,
man.
Oh, man, was that fabulous.
Sounds
and then I
great.
Took a little of that Vermont maple balsamic and drizzled over the top of it right before
nice.
I served it. Oh, man.
You're killing me.
Oh, it was awesome. And it was just one of those things. I started messing around with it, and I'm like, you know, squash can be a little bland, so let's amp it up a little bit with the butter, the brown sugar, and the walnuts in there. And my God, that was good. And I'm not a big squash fan. My wife's even less, but you know, that one
yeah,
turned
me
out.
Yeah, me neither. That sounds like a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Squash and an acorn or acorn squash, whatever you're doing.
You know, Bob, I know you cook a lot with these Dutch ovens, and I don't own one. You do. And this week you tried a little Dutch oven pizza. Tell us, break that down.
Yeah, well, I thought it'd be good for deer camp because it seems like every year at deer camp, we tend to do the same thing. So I'm decidedly, this year, changing up my game and going to bring in the kitchen. You know, just going to really go at it and not just, you know, be lame with lunch meat and all the stupid stuff that we tend to lazily go after because we're so whooped. So going to use the Dutch oven. I'm going to pre-make my pizza crust. And that's real easy to do. You know, if you've ever made crust before, it's simple. It's, you know, bread, water, yeast, salt. And I'm going to make that up, and I'm just going to put it in the refrigerator and do what a lot of the guys do, and that's a slow rise on the thing, and just let it ferment for 4 days in the fridge, which it'll do at deer camp in the cooler. So
keep it dry, though.
Perfect, yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to put it in a container. And a Ziploc bag, wax paper, anything like that will work. But and then, again, bring the Dutch oven up, lots of EVO, and make that crust up. And change it up a little bit. You know, if you've got some wild mushrooms or whatever you've got, it is
deer camp.
Anything on a pizza is good, man. I've done some crazy stuff on them, but some artichoke hearts, whatever you like.
If you're going to use sausage, you make sure to pre-cook the sausage. Don't put it on there raw because the crust will be done before the sausage is.
Yeah.
But other than that,
you
can put, you know, it's pizza, right?
Yep.
Yeah, vegetables, sauce, whatever you like.
Yeah, you want to throw some of your hunting sticks. You want to chop up a little jerky and throw it on there, whatever. As long as it's cheese and crust and sauce, you're good. And your Dutch oven's the perfect thing for that because you can literally put that thing in there, head off to your tree stand, and make sure you're controlling. You got to cook on it a few times so you know how much coals and how much time. There's your time and temperature. It's all visual with a Dutch oven. It's just the amount of coals you put on top and what kind of bed you're setting it on. And again, that's one of those things where you might maybe make a separate little hole and throw your coals in for its own separate little cook, because if you throw it right in the campfire coals, you could overwhelm it quite easily and you could be up bumping the 600-700 degree range.
Yeah, oftentimes that's too hot.
Too hot.
Yeah, and what you're saying is dig a hole beside your campfire.
Yep.
Just put some coals in it, set that Dutch oven on those.
Yes.
And then maybe put a little more coals on top of the oven.
Yep.
And it's
definitely
cooking from top
coals,
and bottom.
Definitely put coals on top and then keep it, you set it, right next to the campfire. because somebody's going to walk along and find that hole and yeah. could surprise a boot in that thing.
Yeah, especially in the dark. But do the same thing
like
with breakfast.
Like a nightlight.
You know, you can put scrambled eggs in there, mix the meats right in, and even the potatoes if you want to. You put those in there right before you walk out. You know, you're out hunting a couple hours. You come back in. That breakfast is hot and ready.
Yep.
It won't be overcooked because it keeps the moisture. The Dutch oven keeps the moisture inside of there as well. So it's just a great little tool to use. Like I said, I don't own one, but I've seen you use it many times.
You can do some eggs and some of your stale bread, your bread ends, croutons, whatever you want, sausage. And there you can throw your raw sausage in because you're going to totally cook it. Jimmy Dean, only one to use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Works out great.
You know, another little treat that I like to make, made them last night for some family that was over, and that was shrimp, skewered shrimp. They're just so easy. Bought some nice, I would say, 15-count shrimp. That means there's 15 per pound in there, and which they're bigger. You know, shrimp always shrink when you cook them.
Do you get those at the grist mill?
No, I didn't. Not last night because I wasn't in that neighborhood, but they have good ones there, really good ones. But skewered them up. And I soaked these in a pineapple juice with a little bit of cayenne pepper and garlic. And I left them in there for about an hour in a Ziploc bag is all I did. Took them off, skewered them, poured the marinade over top, and then hot grill, flash cooked them for, what, a minute on each side maybe, and the shrimp are done. But just made an excellent side dish to the steaks that I grilled for my guests that were over. But easy little side dish.
Is that just a concoction of substances? Did you look it up?
Yeah, I just tried it.
Dreamt it up?
Yeah.
I like that.
Just dreamt it up.
And you know what I would do also on that, because it's shrimp? I find that when I marinate shrimp, they don't take a lot of the marinade. So I keep a little off to the side that's not been contaminated by the fish and drizzle it over right before you serve it so you can add to that tang.
Right. Yep. Great idea. The other thing is you can use the marinade you were drizzling them in when they're on the grill.
Yes.
Because it'll cook off any of the, just like the shrimp are cooking. But very good point. Don't use the marinade that the raw shrimp were in on the table to serve with. You want to reserve some on the side because it needs to be brought to temperature and have the germs cooked out of it, if
can
you will.
Can you say Giardia?
Yeah, right. No, I can't.
I had it once.
I can't.
You don't want it.
Right. But you know what? It's all about man food. You're listening to The Grilling Guys, and I think it's time for a little bit of man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, you are a man, so you need some man law. Today's man law is brought to you, of course, by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac.
You know, it is pasty season, Bob.
It is.
And there is no better place than Vicky's to get those in Saranac. You got to love this place. It's right at Main Street. Saranac is literally three blocks.
Yeah.
This is right in the heart of Saranac. If you've not been over there, you got to go over to Vicky's.
Follow your nose.
That's right. Tony and Tony, the father-son team, are putting together pasties, and they have barbecue there. They're cooking on one of those Goodwin grills out back, and they're making excellent to-go barbecue. They sell it by the pound. If you don't want to cook your own, get out there. They got pulled pork, they've got brisket, they got all kinds of stuff, but really you need to go there for the pasties because the pasties are good.
Pasty season. You know, I was cruising across the Upe. I have my favorite pasty stops all the way along, and there's a place just to the west of Marquette, and it's Nagani, and it's called Lowry's. Great place right on 28. Another place to hit. But for Vicky's in the lower, if your girlfriend asks you to set your friend up with her homely, whiny, loser friend. Ever have that happen?
Not in a long time. I've been married over 20 years.
Good answer, Jeff. You must grant permission, but only if you have ample time to warn your friend to prepare his excuse about joining the priesthood.
Well, you know, I guess that's right up there. That's a definition of taking one for the team. If you're being your buddy's wingman and he needs a little help to bring the deal home, yeah. I guess if you got to do it, you got to do
it. You got to tell him there's some Stinger missiles locked in on him so he can put some flack out. And I chose the closing song from Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues, because this is a song that Franklin and Babe and I did in his family room the other night. And I'll tell you, Babe sounds just like Johnny Cash.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
these
cool.
Guys are great musicians. Storied musical background on these guys. So, anyway, little Johnny Cash to get you going.
And you've been listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with you next week.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.